The Tasmanian Country Hour with Tony Briscoe on ABC Radio Hobart and Tasmania.
It's been a slow process to get the olives off the trees this harvest, and the wet winter hasn't helped. At White Hills in the state's northeast, Christine Mann has just started picking the 7 varieties on her 15-hectare grove. Larissa Smith called in to catch her raking the trees.
Okay, Larissa, we're currently in the bottom paddock of the olive grove, and if I look to the south, I can see Evandale. If I look to the west, I can basically see Launceston Airport. So we're in a paddock that's probably 2 to 3 hectares in size, and I've got Carrigioli trees in here, plus some manzanillos as well.
And these are about 20 years old?
Correct. They were planted in 2000.
And they're yielding as they should as a 20-year-old tree?
This grove was planted differently to a lot of the groves in Tasmania. It was planted as a hedgerow system, so the trees are a lot closer together than normal. So these trees this year, I'm getting 10 to 15 kilograms per tree, which I consider for a grove with this spacing is excellent.
You get high yields at the top end of the paddock then?
Yes, I do. Some places get really high yields, in others it's very poor. Sometimes the trees get hit by vermin, so that is an issue. And also on the outside edges of the grove, you've also got impacts of wind when you're in during the pollination phase and the fruit set stage.
Fruit set, how good was it this year?
Fruit set this year, it was mediocre, I'd say. We did get a lot of strong winds during that fruit set. So, of course, they didn't go from the flowering stage into forming those little baby olives as much as we'd hoped it would have been.
Just describe to me the setup that you've got here.
Now, this particular paddock is on it's a gradual sloping paddock. So you're dealing with slope. And how I'm actually harvesting this year and what I've done for a couple of years is picture yourself with an upside-down umbrella on wheels with a bucket in the middle, because that is essentially what I'm using to catch these olives.
With a big electric rake.
Yes. So it's, think of your garden rake that you use in your own garden at home. It's got two sets of fingers on the end of it, and they go into the trees. It's powered by a 12-volt battery, and it tickles the olives off the trees.
So you've got a mixture of colours here. It's not just straight magenta or purple or just straight green. There's all different colours.
Correct. When you're harvesting olives for extra virgin olive oil, which is the purpose of my exercise today, is you want a combination of olives at different stages of ripening. So every olive will go from green through to black. In the net at the moment, we've got some yellow ones, we've got green ones, we've got black ones, we've got red ones, and we've got some that are half red and half green.
Which colour will give you the best oil?
Well, at the end of the day, everything goes into the bucket. And it goes into the press, it gets chopped up into little bits. I couldn't think of anything worse than trying to sort your olives into groups of red ones, black ones and green ones.
You've had that press for a couple of years now. How's it going? Because for most growers in Tasmania, they have to go somewhere else to get their olives pressed.
It allows me to actually be able to go and press some olives. Like, these are being picked today, I'll be pressing these tomorrow. So I don't have to take them off site.
And it's fresh.
And it's fresh, exactly right. And at the end of the day, fresh is best when it comes to olive oil. One of the big areas that we're dealing with olives here in Tasmania is we're relying on the hospitality sector. And as everybody knows, hospitality has really been hit hard by COVID this year. And so we've got producers out there now that are harvesting, and they're not really knowing whether they're going to be able to sell all their oil. Some people aren't harvesting, some people are. And it's a real juggling act as to how much you pick and press, get into olive oil to be able to sell. So it is a challenging climate for the producers here in Tassie. In Tassie, I guess there's probably really about 50 to 60 reasonable sized growers here in the state, and most of those produce olives for olive oil.
Is it a matter of pivoting the business to put more of the olive oil online?
Some growers are actually doing that. One of the things about putting olive oil is online is the fact that olive oil is packaged into glass bottles, and that is a problem for shipping. It's a problem through Australia Post. It can be done. I've done it before. It's a bit risky to do that. You can't put olive oil into plastic. It affects the taste of the olive oil. We're really fortunate because we are a cool climate. Our olive oil will stay extra virgin olive oil for a lot longer than it will on the mainland states.
So really it's getting those tourists back into Tasmania, into those different markets around the state, and the retail and hospitality industry, because it's the tourists that like to buy things like olive oil to take back home.
Yes, that's very true. You've got to get the tourists back in. It's like, if you know next door neighbour that produces olive oil, give them a phone call, send them a message. Just go and say, look, I want to buy some olive oil from you guys. They would be rapt with people doing that as well as getting it from the markets.
How much further have you got to go with picking here on the farm?
Okay, I've only really just started. I found this year the season has been late. The olives are slowly ripening. I've got some varieties now which are still completely green. So I've just got to wait for that green to start changing into the red before I'll even go anywhere near those varieties.
And wait for the break in the weather. You're lucky you've got a good day today where it's not raining.
Yep. They say farming's a challenge. Well, this year farming has certainly been a challenge. It's like you're dealing with mud, you're dealing with weather, you're dealing with rain. It's just all the time you're challenging. And like we've been lucky, we've had a couple of days where we've had no rain. The ground's just started to dry out. So it gives you traction in your vehicles to be able to move around the grove without having to worry about your compaction in your soil as well.
Okay, I'll let you get on with it.
Thanks, Larissa.
There she goes. Christine Mann from Glendale Olives at White Hills near Evandale, harvesting the olives and talking there to Larissa Smith.